Blog Talk Radio.
Superstars, and we're here tonight live on Beer Night Out. That's right, it's Friday night. And
what's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
Okay, it's Beer Night Out on Barbecue Superstars. We're here to have a big night tonight. We hope everybody's having a good night tonight, and we are ready to go wild, go live, have us a good time, and it's Friday night. Just got back in from New Mexico, Artesia, New Mexico, and met a lot of new people, a lot of friends, and go ahead and crack me one up early, and a whole one. All right, so we just got back from Artesia, New Mexico. We put up about 30 videos of it, and a great contest. Johnny Trigg, of course, won the whole thing. Congratulations to him. And he hung out with a team called
Hello, my
Smoking
brother.
RBS. Smoking RBS is like smoking ribs without the eye. And it's Ruth, Ben, and Samantha. It was a mom and two kids, and they went out and vended and competed in the contest. And it got kind of tricky, got kind of rough. And I got a video. It's about 45 minutes long, talking about, I mean, showing you all the stuff that happened to them. But, friends, we want to support them, Smoking RBS. For all you companies out there, Deep South Smokers, our main sponsor, which is Backwoods Smokers, I don't know, Lang Smokers, Bubba Grills, they need equipment. We need to get a highly sponsored team out in New Mexico so we can spread the word, the gospel of barbecue into New Mexico with all the new products. And, you know, things could have been a whole lot easier for Rachel Sanchez if she'd have had stuff to work with. But they did the best they could with what they could get together. And Rachel did a good job. She kind of had a poor score. The final score is 154 out of 700, which was pretty rough. But they're going to learn. They're going to figure their way around this thing. Now, we want to make sure everybody knows that Pit Bulls Up in Smoke Online Barbecue School has been released. And if you don't know how to cook barbecue, just go to Pit Bulls Up and Smoke Online Barbecue School and sign up. Lifetime membership. You can put it on up to 3 computers, your competition computer, your home computer, your work computer, and your cell phone. You can put it on all 3 of them. Take it to a competition. Watch the video as you do the comp and learn how to barbecue. But tonight, it's beer night out on Barbecue Superstars, and we've got a number one hit coming out of Houston, Texas, or down around there, and that is Johnny Riley of Johnny Riley and the Hired Guns, and he's going to be on with us tonight for the first hour, and we're going to have a great time with him, and it's just exciting to have somebody who can really play and sing that came from a barbecue contest.
Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! A big hell yeah, bringing him on. I've got all his music uploaded on the radio show tonight. But what you doing tonight, Johnny?
Hey, brother, what's going on, man? I'm down here in Beaumont, Texas at the famous Starvin' Marvin's out here on 11th Street. And the show's kicking off tonight about, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, my guys are setting up right now, and just excited about doing what I love, man. It's playing music and eating barbecue, man.
I heard that. Now, did you have a good time down there in Artesia, New Mexico?
Oh, dude, I had a blast down there. I want to give a shout out to KZ93, Gene Dow, Steve Sparks, and my good friend at the Fine Arts Center down there, Kevin Baggerly. I love those guys, man. We've never been treated any better than, they know how to treat an act when they come to town, brother.
Man, I tell you, it was shocking. I was up there at the Artesian Hotel on Thursday night, and we looked around, and lo and behold, came this blonde-headed, golden-headed woman, Lynn Anderson, none other than Lynn Anderson, looked around. I didn't know who she was. Now, Johnny, I actually seen her at 1 o'clock that day at the check-in thing, and she shook my hand, and I had no idea who she was, and I think they wanted me to do an interview with her, but I didn't pick up on what they were telling me, so I went to the room, and I got my computers and all my cameras set up, got everything ready for the shoot that evening, and then lo and behold, I was out there with the band, and here comes Lynn Anderson, and she sang, I Beg Your Pardon, and you were there that night, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I think I was, man. It's pretty cool. We came in on Thursday, I think, and the night that she did all that stuff, I don't know if she sang it there. You're talking about the reception? I was there at the reception,
yeah.
But it was later.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was
like
there.
Like 7 o'clock
there
at night. Yeah. Well,
yeah, I was there. We had some really good food there. We came in. We just come off the road, man. I looked like I was road hard and put up wet, but hell, we had a good time, so.
Well, tell us a little bit about your history, Johnny. I know there's a lot of people out there. Now, folks, I'm filling Johnny Riley as a headline event for any barbecue contest out there that needs some good music. Now, it's no secret that a lot of the competitors have to be by the stage or in the proximity of the stage. And if you get a band that just can't sing too good or their music is just not exactly played right, we've all been through that. I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. And it gets pretty hard after 9 o'clock at night to take that music sometimes. But Johnny Riley can straighten all that out for your contest. Now, folks, Barbecue Superstars is telling you that you can gain 10 to 30% increase in the crowds if you book Johnny Riley for your barbecue event. But tell us your history, Johnny.
Man, I started out when I was, I guess, young. I've been playing since I was 7 years old. All my uncles played guitar and stuff, and I grew up listening to everybody from Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf to Porter Wagner and Hank Williams Jr. and George Jones. And so my house was kind of like a melting pot, you know. So if you can take and put those two musics together, that's what you're going to get. You know, blues, barbecue, country barbecue. I grew up listening to all that stuff and playing. And actually, we're talking about barbecue. My grandfather, Ole Riley, barbecued, and they would barbecue in the ground where they actually took and dug the pit out for the coals and all this stuff, and he would barbecue back in the day, you know. He barbecued, my dad barbecued, I barbecued. I mean, we kind of grew up around barbecue and music and good times, and I think it's really cool that me and you kind of hooked up because I guess birds of a feather flock together, brother, but that's pretty much my history. I grew up playing and singing, and I've been in this business for a long time. A good 20 years, and some people say, man, you made it overnight. I'm like, are you kidding, dude? It took me 20 years to get where I'm at right now. So just happy to be on your show tonight, man. Just happy to be here. But don't ask me any questions if you don't want to know the truth, because I'll sure tell you what I think. So.
Well, we're getting ready to play one of Johnny Riley's songs, but you know how the drill goes. We're going to have to bust the top on a. Now, folks, I know I've been drinking these 16-ounce Miller Lights for the last 2 months on Beer Night on Barbecue Superstars, but tonight I'm going to drink Bud Light. I got about 6 12-ounce Bud Light, and we fixed it to bust one of his songs out here right here from the other day. And have you got you any Bud Light or anything out there, Johnny?
Brother, we got all kind of stuff out here tonight. Starving Marvin's, dude, if you like beer and really, really good food and great entertainment, Starving Marvin's in Beaumont, Texas is the place to come. Bar none. They had Sammy Kershaw in here, I think, Wednesday night.
Sammy Kershaw?
Yeah, Kershaw came down and played. And I'm real good friends with a security down here. They helped me when I come in, guys named Corky. And Corky's a real good guy, man, but he's a big biker dude that takes care of everything. And he was telling me Sammy came down and played, I think, for Marvin's birthday party or something and came on down. And so they have a lot of really good acts come in here, and I'm privileged to be able to be booked. I'm actually booked here next month and a month after that. So undoubtedly we passed the audition. So.
Oh, that's great, man. I tell you, he's got a great voice. He's got a deep band. His band has got some credentials from where they played, you know, for many years all over the country.
Well, off my new album. I don't even know if I gave you a CD, man. I think I did. I'm hoping you have some of that.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, great, dude, great. I don't even know what the first song. I think there's Where Did It All Go, and I think The Anger Sets In is my new single they just released on Vividale Records. And so it's out now.
You want me to play Where Did It All Go to start us off tonight?
Whatever you want to play, brother. That song right there, the way that come about is my mom was checking some old pictures out and pictured me in 1968 standing behind a car, and she goes, my God, where did it all go? I'm like, Mom, I don't know where in the hell it went, but it's gone, you know. But I heard that, where did it all go, and that's how I wrote the song. So I wrote the song, Where Did It All Go? I wrote every song on that album except the last one, Woman with a Cold, Cold Heart, and I recorded it up in Nashville, and good music. I recorded some of it with Billy Hillman here in Texas, so it's kind of like a dual project, but we finally got it the way we wanted it. So I'm recording with Billy at Hilltrack Studios. He, in fact, he's played lead guitar for David Ball. And what's really cool about that is I recorded the last songs up in Nashville with David Ball's lead guitar player, Mr. Troy Cook Jr., which has a great song out now called Lazy American Dream, which is extremely funny. Republicans will love it. Democrats will hate it, but I think it's great. So,
all right, well, let's kick it off tonight with a little Where Did It All Go? Now, folks, it's 3 minutes and 41 seconds long, according to the live session we recorded. And you know how the drill goes. Now, get your Bud Light, your Miller Light, or any of the beers out that you like, or get you a Jack Daniels or a Captain Morgan or whatever you're drinking tonight. Well, when you pour that drink before the song's over, it's got to all be gone. Here we go.
Shake your hand. It's a song called Where Did It All Go?
Everybody out there, just say, hell yeah. Here we go. One, I want you to kill it when we say it. One, two, three.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Hey!
Hey, brother.
Go ahead, John.
You like that then?
Hell yeah, that was a good song. And folks, you know, I just want to say a little word now. That touched my heart a little bit. You know, we get caught up in the point standings of the KCBS. And folks, we may as well quit messing around. Now, every state needs to have its own sanctioning body. But when it comes to competition, man, the KCBS just kicks a lot of ass. And so let's not get too caught up in the point standing. You know what? Let's enjoy a barbecue competition week to week. Let's get out there and have us a good time. And because, you know, just like the song says, hey, you look around, you'll be wondering where did it all go. And Johnny, you said a big mouthful there, bud. And what's it like being out there on the road? I mean, you have to, you know, I just want
to. Dude, Johnny, you got to love it to do it, man. There's people that dream of doing it, but it's a lot of hard work. I'm not going to lie to you.
I want to give you some encouragement. Myron Mixon was the first person. Now, let's check this out. Myron Mixon was the first person that said he was going to make a living competing in barbecue in the 1996.
He damn sure has.
Yeah, and he set out. And now, you know, I don't know if he's the richest man in barbecue, but through barbecue competition.
I know he's one of the damn richest ones, if he ain't the richest.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what he told me? Now, everybody, I love Bomber. He said, Daryl, you work hard at it and stick with it, and something good will come out of it. And you know what, Johnny? I'm going to tell you the same thing. Byron, wherever you're at, we're going to toast you tonight. Myron Mixon is one hell of a man. He's the number one name worldwide at barbecue. And,
yeah, Myron, you know why I like Myron? Because Myron will say whatever the hell he's thinking. You don't have to worry about what... Myron don't give a shit, man. He will say whatever's on his mind at the time. I don't know if we can say shit on your program, but that Myron will say it, so you can beat me out. But I like him because if he likes you, he likes you. If he don't, you won't have to worry about what Myron thinks, you know. And,
yeah, you'll know exactly what he thinks in 5 minutes or less.
Yes, sir. He'll let you know, and he doesn't give a damn, and that's why I like him.
Yeah, you know why? You always know where you stand, and if he's mad at you, he'll tell you. And,
yeah, that's good.
And I tell you what, he's done a lot for the sport. You know, I know there's been a lot of people on Barbecue Pitmasters, but the ones that have kept the show as popular as it is the Silver Lion. The Silver Lion sitting up there with that silver mane.
Oh, yeah, man, I love that guy, man. He makes me laugh. He'll tell you he's the best, and he don't give a damn. He'll tell you, he said, what have you done? I've won 3 worlds. You've only won 2, so there. You know, I mean, I'm like, see, Myron believes in himself, man.
To say the least. I was
Myron,
down there.
To me, Myron makes the show. I mean, the chef
does.
And the other guy, but if it wasn't for Myron, they wouldn't have a show. And I'm not saying that to kiss Myron's butt, but to me, Myron makes it because he's comical. He's honest. He'll say whatever the hell he's thinking. And, I mean, Myron can use the word damn in any sentence, anytime. And so he's just funny as hell. He knows his stuff, but he just says what he thinks, you know.
Well, you know, just to throw it back in Myron's court now, he went up to Charlotte and Mrs. Yazzie Delta Q, and a bunch of them was there. And he won grand. And then the week after Memphis in May, they had an MBN, and he went out there. They was all out there, and he whooped all their asses and took grand. That boy can still flat cook, and I'm telling you right now, if Byron was to go back to the MBN and start competing every week, he'd start winning them all. He'd win every damn contest. He still got it.
Well, the deal is he does what he does, and he knows what he does, and if it's good, he'll tell you it's good. If it sucks, he'll tell you it sucks. And that's why I like him. But if I'll be honest with you, if they didn't have a personality like Myron on that show, it wouldn't be as fun to watch. Even watch his reactions. Even when they put cornflakes one time on the macaroni and cheese, he said, I wonder whose idea it was to put all this damn cereal on the macaroni. And he said that on television. It was funny. He goes, he's leaving cereal for breakfast. And I just thought it was great. I mean, I never heard of doing that, but mine didn't like it, and he said it. And so I'm like, if they didn't have mine on the show, they wouldn't have a show. So
now, we want to give a big shout-out to Darren Vassar. What's up, Darren? How you doing, man? We're glad you came by. Barbecue Superstars. Now, he's one of our beer night out, hell yeah, crowd.
Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
I hope you're out competing. I hope it's a Sam's Club so you can get up in that competition and all that stuff. And, now, in October, New Jack South, that's Mike Mixon, will be taking on Old Jack South, Myron Mixon, right down there.
Is that his boy?
That's his son, man. And hey, Mike's pretty good, man.
Huh? Did he cook like his daddy?
Hell yeah.
Well, I tell you, that's young lion versus new lion. Young lion versus old lion. We got to see this, man.
Yeah, I want to go down there and shoot it. And I tell you what, man, it's going to be a competition in the valley. And Mike is just like Myron. Now, there's another son, David. David's more of a conservative, maybe if you would say a book type person. But
he's like your mama.
Yeah, he went out there and competed. And he beat Mike's ass one contest. No, let me back up. He beat him in a category. Now, Mike always beats him at the contest, but I was out there with both of them, and I was like, who's going to win today? And Dave was like, I'm going to whoop his ass. And Mike actually got mad, and Mike was like, hell no, he's not either. I'm beating that ass.
sounds like that whole Mixon family is competitive.
Oh, man, I tell you, every one of them is tough as nails, ready to go. And, you know, on the other side of that, I've never been around a nicer bunch of guys. You know, something about it is I know Myron, he talks strong and all, but, you know, Johnny, he's just like you. He's a true blue. He's your friend, a real friend. And,
yeah, that's where I am. If I like you, I like you. If I don't, I don't. There ain't no changing me.
Right. And not going to go behind your back and talk bad about you. You're just going to say what it is right in front of you. And,
yeah,
that's the way I am.
And people don't know how to take me because of it. Because I've had them say, well, what do you think about this music? I'm like, I think it sucks. Or I think it's great. There's no in between, you know. Or they say, well, what's, you know, I'm the kind of guy, if you say, well, Johnny, I didn't like that song. Or I don't like the way you did this. I'm the kind of guy, go, well, okay, well, tell me how to fix it. If you can tell me how to fix it, I'll fix it. Because in this business, in music, I don't know how it is in barbecue. I had a barbecue restaurant years ago with my dad, and we cooked and done stuff like this. But in music, you got to learn to get told no. It's really hard. It's not easy. If it's an easy business, everybody'd be in it. And so you got to have talent, and you got to have a business head. There's all kind of stuff that can happen. And it's hard work, you know. But in this, when you go and listen to, some of these people that hear you, the people in the know will know if you're good in the first two bars, three bars of the song, you know. And you got to be able to take that stuff, no, yes, whatever. But I'm kind of like Myron. I'm the best, and I tell everybody I'm the best, and so therefore I am, you know. And I get out here and play and sing. I think I'm going to stick to playing and singing. I don't think I could compete with Myron on the barbecue. I think I'll stick to the eating part. And
yeah,
the tasting part, maybe.
Myron's got more tricks on that barbecue than a magician, and he's been doing it so long and competing so long that, you know, for a man not to compete in the Memphis Barbecue Network really that much more than one or two.
Well, you know, one of the
year.
Tricks I see him do was use a muffin pan, and that was one of Marvin's tricks, and a guy on the show did it, and he goes, I expect a check if you win in the chicken category. It pissed him off, but somehow they take the muffin pans and they'll put these chicken thighs down in them to make them perfect, you know, because they have to look. a certain way. Competition barbecue is different from cooking barbecue at a restaurant or barbecue at your house.
Right.
You know, it's a different world.
It is. You know, it's better. It tastes better, but it's not really economically feasible for restaurants to do it. I mean, you'd have to spend $5 on a piece of chicken to get it out there to the public to taste. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm going to tell you straight. That Grand Championship barbecue tastes hell yeah good. It is that good. Danny Kugel, I was in the, you know, I shot the whole contest. I was in the trailer with him the whole way through. He won a Grand Champion. And I got to eating the chicken. I could not quit eating it. I mean, I could not. I mean, it was so damn good.
I wanted to taste Trigg's ribs. Everybody keeps saying about the ribs, you know. I tasted a guy named Mad Max down there at the Artesian in Mexico. Now, his ribs were popping, man. They were very good. But I heard Trigg's is like the best in the world, you know. He's won all these things about Marvin Trigg's ribs, you know. I thought, man, I'd love to check these ribs out and see if they're any good, you know. But undoubtedly they are. Everybody says they are, so.
Well, do you know where Johnny Trigg's from? Do you know his family or anything since you're from Texas down in there?
No, I didn't know he was from Texas. I mean, I've heard of him, but I didn't know, you know. I mean, I'm on the road a lot playing and stuff, so I don't really hear. I love barbecue superstars. I love watching Pitmasters. Like I said, if it wasn't for Myron on there making me laugh my ass off some of the stuff he says. You know, I mean, even when that one, when they judged, did you see the Johnny Trigg shootout? When they had a cook-off or whatever, and Myron was in there, and they had these judges coming in, judging barbecue, and somebody said something wrong about Myron's ribs or whatever, and Myron went off. He was like, beep, 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 you stupid, beep, beep. And I was like, yes! That makes great television, man. Myron was, he went left, man. I'm like, God, I love that guy.
Well, I'm going to tell you, those are the best damn, you know, the best food going out. I mean, Myron, honest to God, knows from start to finish, and for somebody to tell him that it ain't good, they probably don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No, they don't. I guarantee you they don't, because he knows barbecue. It's like, I know how to pick and sing, and I do it. That's what I do. And so for somebody to tell him that it's not good, they don't know their butt from a hole in the ground. Hey, let me ask you a question, brother. Do you have my? Did I give you my album?
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it right here in my hand.
Okay, I didn't know if you were playing that because I think you played from the contest. We were live on stage when we played that.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were playing the album or which one you were playing.
Oh, okay. We got The Anger Set In. Let's see if I can find. There it is. When The Anger Sets In. Now, this is another track from his album. And
are you gonna play from the contest or off the record?
From the contest. I didn't get it off the record. I just did it off the contest. Everything I got.
Wait till you hear the record, brother. I think you're gonna love it.
All right, here we go. When The Anger. Now this is one you wrote, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna tell you something about that song on the record. Actually, Troy Cook Jr., the one's got Lazy American Dream out right now. He's David Ball's lead guitar player. He played lead for me. On it, man, I'm telling you. And the fiddle playing on the album, if you ever get to play the album, was done by John Anderson's fiddle player, the one that played Seminole Wind and all that. Last name Spivey. Great guy, man. Great musicians.
Well, now we'd like to give a shout-out to all the teams that's out in the field competing this weekend. We was down in New Mexico this past weekend. It got up to about 104, 105 degrees. And we know it's hot out there, so if you got a trailer, get in the air conditioner. But if you see somebody out there, all they got's a 10x10, let them get the air conditioning a little bit beside you during the hot parts of the day so they don't have to stay out there in the dead heat all day long. Here we go, Johnny Riley, When The Anger Sets In, The Pain Just Goes Away.
Out after this one, they put it out yesterday. It's called When The Anger Sets In, The Pain Just Goes Away. Service clown, we overall
around, gonna come around, and it'll get you one day. Somebody's gonna lie, they're gonna cheat on you, and you curse the day.
Really excited about it. Yeah. I'm trying to help him through the process of getting it approved, but we went out there and ate some of his stuff. He had a stir fry and all that stuff. And, wow, Neto, N-E-T-O. Within the next 3 to 6 months, be looking for that down there in some of the grocery stores. And man, that's got green chilies and all this red stuff. And what do you think about all that red? Did you eat any red chili while you was out there?
I can't hear you, brother. I didn't know what you
said. Did you eat any of that red chili while you was out there?
Yeah, I had some red chili sauce, and I had the green chili sauce. I prefer the green, but the red was okay, too. So, but, you know, it's kind of like out here in Texas, they go, well, do you like spicy? Well, down here, you know, in East Texas, when you say spicy, because we're close to Louisiana, well, brother, it's spicy, you know, so it's not, you know, I know in some places up north, you know, what they call spicy is not spicy, you know. I know down here in South Carolina, when they say spicy, they mean spicy. They ain't playing, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. Burn you out. Texas likes a lot of straight pepper heat, don't they? It's like black pepper, red pepper, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, down here in Texas, man, we use cayenne. We use red pepper. We use salt pepper. I mean, one of the best seasonings that I use is I love Texas Joy steak seasoning. They got a barbecue rub. They've got all this stuff, but it just, I don't know, you could put that stuff on anything and eat it. I mean, it would say, you could pour Texas Joy steak seasoning on a piece of leather and fry it, and it'd be good, so.
Well, Johnny, now, let me ask you a question. Let me just throw something out there to you. These big women stars, you know, like Paris Hilton and Britney Spears and all these guys, how far do you think those women would go to get their name out and do some kind of publicity stunt?
I don't know, dude. I think they'd go pretty far, I guess. I mean, I think Britney Spears is fine and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you can't tell me, you know, I don't know what we can say. Are we allowed to say whatever we want to on this show?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, man. I mean, this is internet radio. Say whatever you want.
Okay. Well, you know, I think when Britney got out and didn't have any underwear on and flashed her snatch up to the world, I think that was a publicity stunt. I think when Janet Jackson, you know, when the guy pulled her shirt at the deal, at the big, I don't know what the hell it is, the football thing, the Super Bowl, and showed her tits, you know, the thing on it, and they go, oh, I can't believe you did it. It was all for publicity, man, you know. I guess they do whatever they want. I guess they do anything for publicity. I guess they think good publicity, bad publicity is still publicity. I guess to keep their name in the limelight, to keep them. But I'm like, holy shit, how much money do you need? I mean, rich, you can go anywhere you want to, you can sing. You know, why don't you just give yourself to your music? That's what I've done. I mean, how much money is enough? Holy crap, after you get the house you want. And, I mean, bottom line, we still go to the bathroom, we still eat, we're still all going to die. So, I mean, I think it's all part of the business. But, you know, of course, I guess people would rather look at Britney Spears' snatch, you know, or whatever she's flashing than they would mine. So,
I might have to concur with that.
Yeah, they pay me to cover my shit up, man. I'm like, dude, really? Yeah, I think some of them resort to cheap tactics to get into the news, you know. A lot of people don't know about the music business. You got to pay a publicist to get you out there. You got to pay radio promoters to get you out there. That's why I love guys like you that are helping guys like us out here. We're out here making real music for real people. Love our fans. Not arrogant at all, you know. And you see some of these people out here, you know. You got to pay your way. You know, there's radio promoters that charge up to $4,000 just to get a single out because they have the connections in radio. So I champion people like you, Daryl, that comes on and helps us guys. We're out here playing real music for real fans and, you know, and not having to, you know, and you haven't charged me a dime, brother. You just said, hey, I dig your music and I think you're great and I want to help. So that's what it's all about, man, helping us. To all the stars, if anybody's listening out there, don't believe your own press. One of these days you're going to die, so, you know, they don't have somebody else up there. So be nice to your fans. Don't be a jackass, you know.
You know, I have to echo that just for a minute. You know, now, call me stupid, but I was a big fan of Rosie O'Donnell. There was a boy from Texas.
Well, no one's perfect. No one's perfect, you know.
Well, she helped him fix his head. His head was actually like misformed when he was born. It wasn't right. and they had to go in and do operations just so his eyes would line up and his head was normal. And she had me crying, you know, and I was like, oh, I love Rosie O'Donnell. She is the nicest person that I ever met. But if anybody can remember, now I seen a show the other week where they were praising Rosie O'Donnell. But when she quit the Rosie O'Donnell show, she shaved the side of her hair, got this weird haircut. Everybody forgets this. And she was the most rudest, ignorant, low-down person that I ever seen for about 3 years. And, you know, that's
maybe
the kind of star I can't stand. Huh?
Yeah, man, you were there the other night in the middle of the show. This little kid come up. I don't know who he was. In fact, I think he was with the Rip Rangers or whatever it was over there. He was with their little boy. And he goes, Mister, can you sign this? And I said, sure, I can. And, you know, a lot of guys won't do that, but I'm not patting myself on the back. But, I mean, you never get too good for bands. You never get too good to sign autographs. And it was so funny because after I signed my name, he said, Mister, what does it say? And I said, it says Johnny Riley. You just thought you'd give a kid $1 million, and I don't mind doing that. And I don't want to say any names and piss any people off, but they had a guy here last week where I'm playing that was through signing autographs, and Gorky went to the bus and basically told him, you need to sign this autograph because this kid is autistic, and he loves Sandy Kershaw, and his mom's trying to get the autograph, and she didn't get there in time. And Sandy didn't do this, but his road manager was kind of rude, and Corky basically told him, either you're going to get him to sign it or I'll come get him to sign it. How do you want to work it? And so I love Corky for that, you know. And you never get too good to sign autographs. And if somebody wants my name, dude, I'm just honored that they'd even want my autograph. So, you know, so you never get too good for your fans and people. And you get some of these artists out here that are just total assholes, you know. So I'm not into those people.
Well, she's on Oprah Winfrey Network now. And folks, you know, I'd much rather have barbecue superstars on Oprah Winfrey Network than I would Rosie O'Donnell, because at the end of the day, she's using us, and you know exactly what she's going to do. She's going to turn her back and laugh because you were stupid enough to follow her show and fall into what she was doing. And,
well,
the bottom line is,
man, you know, they do that shit, you know. I don't know what I've heard she's weird or whatever, but to each his own, you know. I don't try to condemn anybody, but I don't get into rude assholes like that. Bottom line, they were where some of these guys are out there today working and trying to get somewhere and trying to do something and make a difference and make some good music and or be a good comedian or whatever she was. You know, I heard she started out a comedian, and then I don't know what the hell happened. You know, then she went like AWOL, you know, just nuts. So,
yeah. Well, we got a Muddy Water song by Johnny Riley right here from out there.
Oh, yes, sir. I love Muddy, man.
Man, I tell you, now Muddy... Muddy Waters music. Now check this out. Here's a little historical fact for you. Muddy Waters music had a baby, and they called it rock and roll. And,
yes, sir. Exactly what it was.
You know, the blues started rock and roll, but you know, Johnny, I say Muddy Waters started rock and roll.
Yeah, well, brother, it started in the Delta of the Mississippi, and some of the stuff that he did was certainly an influence. I mean, that's the reason you have people like Johnny Winters, that was a big Muddy Waters fan and got to play with him, you know, and everything. So blues is definitely part of my life. I love to play music, and I love to play the blues, you know, and
well,
I love
the Beatles, the Beatles, before they came out, they studied Muddy Waters extensively, and that was one of their main influences. But, you know, that wasn't broadcast too largely, but here we go, Johnny Riley and Artesia New Mexico, and he's gonna play a little Muddy Waters.
Anybody know who Muddy Waters is around? Show now.
Rolling Stone. Show nothing.
Solo cup. Here we go now. Proceed to party. Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
But only you, Red, will do for this fella, because you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup. You're my...
You got my friend.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Some bands out there that'll get you an okay or a that was fun, but Johnny Riley will pack you out, folks. And so make sure you get in touch with me. Let's book him. It don't matter where it is in the country. He'll fly if it's too far. He'll drive if it's close enough. And you can do it for a price that you can afford. Now, there's an extra charge if you need for him to bring the sound machine, because that is available. He can bring, tell us a little bit about the, your ability to bring out the whole sound system.
We can bring the whole sound system. I have a sound man that's ran sound. He's done shows with Kansas. He's done shows. We simply know him as Sydney, and Sydney is a very different individual, but he is one of the best sound men that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. For a fee, We can't bring the sound. It is extra because he does do the whole event. We would have to definitely get with him to do that. But got a great band. We can't provide sound. A lot of times at big events, they usually hire a sound company to come in and provide the sound of the back line for us, and we come in and put our stuff up and our instruments, and we go to town and put on a great show. But if they want sound, we can provide that also.
Now, he's got a band that's got a huge history. His piano man and organ man played for Motown. He's played with Lionel Richie and a bunch of these other guys. Uh-oh, we got a caller right quick. Go ahead, 541. What's up?
Hey, I had just a minute. I was on my way to a big cater event, and I wanted to send a big hell yeah out to my man, Daryl Mapps, Barbecue Superstars, and let everybody know thank you for all you do for the barbecue family.
Man, this is here's Pig Liquors of Barbecue Oil. And how's it going with the barbecue oil right now?
Man, we're out again, Daryl. We got another big 400 batch coming up here next week that we should start our distribution. It's been fun, man. We can't keep it on the shelf, and we're working on statewide distribution here real soon.
Well, our dryer man that works on the dryer came by today, and I had to just go ahead and give him a bottle. I want you to know that. And he tasted a little bit. He said he really liked it. I tell you, there has not been one person that I've given a bottle of barbecue oil that didn't like the bottle and didn't love the barbecue sauce. And where are you fixing to go cater at?
We got a 350-person private concert coming up tonight out here in Oregon. And we're trucking down the road in the Pig Liquors truck, and there was no way I was missing Friday Night Beer Nights with Barbecue Superstars Daryl Mapps.
Awesome.
And I had just a quick minute, and I wanted to thank you personally, Daryl, Barbecue Superstars, for all you guys do for our family, man. It's overwhelming, and keep up the good work.
Oh, love you guys, too. Thank you so much for calling, and let me give you a big old hand.
Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
That's Pig Liquors with barbecue oil. www.bbqoil.com and get all the barbecue oil you could need, because, folks, you can't eat that barbecue without a little barbecue oil. What do you think about that, Pig Liquors?
You guys, man, Daryl, you are the absolute man. There ain't nobody like you, man. I'm telling you. You hear it from everybody else, and you're hearing it from Barbecue Oil. You're hearing it from Pig Liquors. There's a reason why you're hearing it, Daryl. There ain't a man like you. Keep up the good work, and we'll try to talk to you guys soon. You guys have a good night and have a cold one for me. Hell
awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's do a hell yeah
hell
for
yeah.
you guys. We'll do a 1, 2, 3. And everybody, Johnny, everybody, 1, 2, 3. Hell yeah.
Thanks, Daryl. You're the best, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Man, I appreciate it, too. We're going to take it out with one of Johnny Riley's songs. And, folks, I would not have him on here. Now, there's been two bands. This is the second band. Now, I had a band to start with, Soul to Earth. But I don't think they were willing to travel far enough for me to really get with them and do everything I wanted to do. So, but I met Johnny Riley now, and folks, he did something to me. That's some good music burning down through his guitar, through his band. So, folks, get your event right where people will want to come back. There'll be enthusiasm in the community. And when they hear Johnny Riley's name in the next year, it will pack you out because this guy can flat lay it down. We're going to send it off. And Johnny, how can somebody get in touch with you, bud?
Man, they can get in touch with me through you, or they can go to my website if they want to get in touch with my management. They can call Tommy Mauser. He is on Texas Country City Review. He is my manager. He also books me. But for the barbecue things, we need them to go through you. So they need your number to get to you for this show. But my website is www.johnnyrileymusic.com. And you can go on there and you can see the show. You can see all kind of stuff. And I think you'll be very, very pleased to it. And I think you've got a page up with a bunch of stuff on it, too, that can go. But just get in touch with Daryl. He is the booking agent. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the Ruby of the Million Dollar Movie, often imitated, never duplicated, baby.
Well, we're going to have you on. We're going to have you on again, Johnny, and man, you can tell I done drank too much. That calls Jimmy.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to rock and roll out here at Starving Marmers tonight. We're fixing to turn this mother out, and we're going to show them what some Southern boys can do down here. So I can't wait to come to your home, South Carolina, and throw it down if they're one of those events, man, because you guys know how to party.
That's it, man. And we'll have to get BK Barbecue out there because he can throw it down. Well, we're going to end it off with an 8-minute, 41-second set of Johnny Riley. My phone number is 864-621-4958. You know when you call on Daryl, we're going to get it done. So call me, and I'm going to take care of you because we love everybody in the barbecue world. It's all about making it better. And, folks, I'm working on live feed, live television, and if some of these sponsors will get on board, we're going to take barbecue to the whole next level. We are going to take real-time television and turn this into something where everybody makes money, because that's my goal, for all barbecue competitors to finally get paid. Well, we're going to head on out. Here's Johnny Riley. We're going to play this set, and we're out. Well, it's Daryl's Barbecue Superstars. Have a good night.
How y'all doing, New Mexico? Lord, I'm traveling this morning. I'm going
us, ladies and gentlemen.
Superstars Network Production. We love barbecue.
Hey, bro.